California has a vested interest in creating a wide variety of water sources, including recycled wastewater, which some have branded toilet to tap. Its safety has long been established, but how does it taste? Daniel Harmon is a psychology graduate student and lead author for the study. Thanks for being here, Daniel.
Thank you for having me.
How many people participated in the taste test and what did they drink?
We recruited 143 undergraduates here at University of California, Riverside, and they drank three different sources of water, one from just a regular groundwater-based tap water, one from an indirect potable reuse recycled water, and then one from a commercially available bottled water.
And we should mention that the wastewater is treated using reverse osmosis, and the preferred technology is called indirect potable reuse, or IDR. So what did they prefer, and what kinds of comments did they make?
Mm-hmm. We actually found a distinct preference for bottled and the indirect potable reuse water. And they made comments mainly pertaining to clarity, cleanliness, lack of taste, or lack of any sort of discernible flavors that were driving their preferences.
You considered two personality traits that help determine water preference, and why don't you explain that?
Yeah, so the study was looking at both the physiological factors and personality factors that might underlie or predict preferences for one water source over the other. And while we found that the physiological factors weren't a very good predictor, we found that the personality traits, namely openness to experience, how generally people like novel new things or are kind of laid back, you know, enjoy new stuff. They're open to new experiences. And then neuroticism, how worried or anxious they get about things, was a pretty good significant predictor of their preferences for this water.
And the more nervous they were, then what happened?
So we found that as neuroticism increased, their preference for bottled water increased as well. So when people were kind of really nervous about any sort of discernible taste or discernible thing in their water, they just trended towards the least amount of flavor. Well, interestingly, the more interesting finding was actually as people's openness to experience increased, their preference for this indirect potable reuse water increased as well, even when they were unaware of which water source was which.
I can see how some people might be nervous when drinking recycled wastewater. Did you have any trouble getting any participants?
No. So, and that's one of the things that was probably the most interesting about this study is that this was a blind taste test as opposed to one where the participants were aware of which source was which. We just told them, we have three different water glasses here. Which one do you like the best? And while anecdotally, some of them kind of guessed that we had ones from maybe less traditional sources. None of them knew that recycled water was even in the mix or was, and especially which glass was recycled water. So that wasn't a factor. It was just their reaction to the physical properties of the water.
One of your surprising findings, I guess, was that women preferred bottled water 2-1 over men.
Yes. So that was one of the more interesting things is that this relation between preference and openness to experience held much more true for women than for men. And we expect that that's because women have a stronger disgust reaction traditionally than men. So when encountering something that they didn't like, women might have actually rated those waters less favorable than men who, you know, had a similar reaction, but they were just kind of more willing to roll with it, so to speak.
Based on the study, what do you hope happens now?
Well, we hope that this kind of increases acceptance of recycled water because it's a very important method of making California a sustainable, you know, place to live for the future.
Daniel Harmon at the University of California, Riverside. His study is published in the February journal Appetite. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.